mary@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to a thrilling Thursday in beautiful Brevard County. We want to thank you for joining us right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, for the Refresh radio program, a ministry brought to you by the saints at Merit Assembly of God. And we would love to invite you out to be a part of our services and what God is doing. I will be preaching this weekend, the Lord willing, and would love to have you come and be a part of us as we are in passionate pursuit of God. And also, we desire to be a blessing to those that we come in contact with. And so if you would like to be a blessing, and you're looking for an outlet for that, we would love to have you come to Merit Assembly of God and join us in our endeavors of blessing the kingdom of God in Brevard County with the faithful provision that God has made into our lives. So today we are going to shift gears just a little bit. Yesterday we were talking about seeking truth, and we'd find justice and we'd find peace. Today we're going to focus on another one of the partners that we find in the truth of God's Word. So far we have been looking and said, whenever you seek truth, you will find sincerity, things that are sure, that are solid, that are all in. You will find peace, you will find justice, and today we are going to focus on when we seek the truth of God, we are going to find faithfulness. And I've got this this little thing written down that as I was preparing this morning, coming in, and it says this: people expect others to be faithful to them. Okay, disappointment happens when we are expecting one level of activity or commitment from another person, and they do not meet that expectation. People expect others to be faithful to them. That's their expectation. But we tend to excuse our own unfaithfulness to God and to other people. We need to do better in that. And so today I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah chapter 25. And verse number 1 says this: O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. So wherever there is the truth of God, you are going to find faithfulness. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Wherever there is the truth of God, you should find faithfulness. There should be faithfulness there. If you're embracing the truth of God, it should manifest in faithfulness in your life. Now, in the New International Version, there's a verse that says this: to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. That is one of the greatest reasons that I know to be pursuing the truth of God, is because faithfulness is going to manifest in my life, and I am going to witness and experience the manifestation of faithfulness that God has. What a glorious thought. It's fantastic. Who doesn't want faithfulness? I want my bank to be faithful in the way that they handle my finances. I want to be faithful to my wife. I want to be faithful to my church. I want to be faithful to my God. So with that consideration there, and realizing that unfaithfulness is a plague on our current society, I want to throw something out there that I've seen on Facebook. I basically do Facebook for a couple of things. I use Facebook because we live stream our Sunday services on there. The other thing that I do with Facebook is it enables me to keep track of people's birthdays and things like that. And so they have these little notification bars. And so every once in a while I'll log on and I'll click on these little blue tabs, and it'll take me to what it is that is something that's connected in some way to my past or something. And it shows me these little memes and what people have commented on them about. By the way, I'll just throw this out there. Be careful with some of the information that you put out there. Hey, what was the name of your first dog? Well, people want to know that because a lot of times one of the security questions is, what was the name of your first pet? And so they will look for information that might be a value to them, an asset to them, and helping to do damage to your life. And so, you know, name a program that no longer exists and all that sort of stuff. A lot of that is, I avoid that like the plague because, you know, I just don't trust people to put, I look at it and say, why would they want to know that? And if I can't come up with a good reason, that means that there's a bad reason, and I don't want to be a part of that. Well, one of these caught my attention, not enough for me to post anything on it, but it was a thought-provoking meme that showed up, and it said, if you were offered $1 million for a person to be late to an event without you telling them to be late to the event, who would it be? The question is, do you have someone in your life that you know for a fact that they're going to be late? Okay, that's the point. And the essence of that, now I don't want to answer that question because people out there will use that information as a weapon against you. But all of us know people. All of us know people who are not faithful to be on time to anything. You know, the old joke is, you know, you're going to be late to your own funeral. Well, the truth that I want to share with you is this. As believers, faithfulness should not be considered an item on the buffet bar of life that we say, ooh, I don't like that. Those faithfulness, that goes with the people who like Brussels sprouts. Well, I like Brussels sprouts. Don't tell anybody too loud, but I like Brussels sprouts. In fact, one of the favorite things that I have about a buffet bar is all of the different vegetables that are available that you wouldn't see on your average ordinary meal prep at home. But too many people treat faithfulness as a take it or leave, some people will take it, some people will leave it. It's not that big of a deal. Faithfulness is extremely important. I'm going to show that to you today in God's Word. So here in Isaiah chapter 25, verse number 1, it says, your counsels, he's talking about the counsels of God, your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. In other words, they're not only true, but they're firm, they're steadfast. You can trust them. So God is truth, God is faithful, and his counsel is faithful and true as well. So let's move over to Jeremiah chapter 42. I like to give you these different references so that you realize that we're not talking about one particular passage of Scripture and it's never going to show up anyplace else, but instead that it is, according to the standard of God's Word, established in the mouth of two or three witnesses, that God says it over and over again. And the more he says it, I believe, the more he is driving home the point that we really need to take this seriously. I believe that if we took faithfulness in our finances very seriously, if we took faithfulness to tithing very seriously, faithful to attend the house of God very seriously, that we would see a greater manifestation of faithfulness. To the faithful, God shows himself faithful. So, Jeremiah chapter 42, verse number 4, then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, I have heard, indeed I will pray to the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall be that whatever the Lord answers you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you. So they said to Jeremiah, let the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us. If we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God sends us by you, whether it is pleasing or displeasing, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Verse number 7, and it happened after 10 days that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he called Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, thus says the Lord God, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition before him, if you will still remain in this land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I relent concerning the disaster that I have brought upon you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord. For I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand, and I will show you mercy that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return into the land. To make a long story short, they said that they would trust and believe everything that Jeremiah said, but they were not telling the truth. They had a predetermined answer that they were wanting Jeremiah to give them, and that was that they should go to Egypt. And Jeremiah goes on in this chapter and warns them, if you go to Egypt, then the king of Babylon is going to come. He's going to set up his throne right over that very place. It's not going to end well if you reject the counsel of the Lord. Listen to what they had said to Jeremiah. Verse number 5, let the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us if we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God sends us by you. Now, I will tell you that everyone is going to appear before God. That everyone's going to appear before the throne. As believers, we get to appear before him as redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and it is a throne, it is the Bema seat of Christ, the judgment seat of Christ, where we are going to have our works tried by fire, and that which was done improperly, not done in faith, done according to carnal reasons, it's going to be burnt up, it's going to be consumed, and it'll be lost. But there are going to be other things that when they're tried by fire, they are going to come forth as gold and metal and precious stones, and they are going to come in a radiant glory that is going to be of great pleasure to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the throne you want to appear before. Others who've rejected Jesus are going to appear before the great white throne of judgment, and their fate is already determined because they have already rejected Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They have rejected heaven to embrace the lake of fire. And at that, you are not going to be able, at either one of those trials, you are not going to be able to say, well, wait a minute, that witness's testimony is corrupted. It doesn't have context. It's not accurate. It's, you know, in a courtroom here in America, a lot of times defense attorneys will try and attack a witness that has said something against them that makes their client look guilty. So they will try and undermine the credibility of the witness. I want you to understand that Jeremiah's community, his people, understood that the Lord is a witness at our trial of reward or at our trial of why we didn't accept Jesus. Now, here is the thing. His testimony, his witness, will always be true. It'll always be faithful. So it's going to be firm, steadfast. It is a testimony that you can trust. It's not like the testimony of men, you know, where one person sees one thing and another person sees a different thing, or another person testifies and says, this absolutely happened, only they didn't see everything. If you ever grow confident in your skills of perception, I challenge you to watch an illusionist. An illusionist who is skilled in the art of manipulating and distraction and causing you to be able to think that they can do things that they can't do. They're just making you see things that they want you to see and not seeing things that they don't want you to see. And so whenever I'm watching them, I mean, I am doing my best. I am focusing and I'm saying, okay, how are they doing that? And you know what? People who are really good still will cause you to be able not to see everything you're trying to see. God is a faithful and true witness that never misses anything, never has a flawed perception, never has to take anything out of context. He knows the truth of who you are. In the Old Testament, there were people and said, okay, we're going to set up this stone, and this stone is going to be a testimony that God is a witness between you and me, that you're not going to cross from here to there to hurt me, and I'm not going to cross from there to here to hurt you. God's our witness. Well, what kind of witness do you want in your life? I want a true and faithful witness, and God is that witness. Just don't reject his testimony. Revelation chapter 19, we're going to talk about three things here over the next 10 minutes out of the book of Revelation that shows you that whenever you seek truth, whenever you're seeking the truth of Jesus in your life, that you'll find Jesus there. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19 and verse number 9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. Okay, I want you to hear what this angel is saying. He says, don't worship anything other than God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. This is a fantastic passage of Scripture. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So verse number 9 says, these are the true sayings of God. And it describes that heaven is opened and Jesus comes riding on a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true. Okay? So there is a divine partnership between the truth of God and the faithfulness of God. Jesus, as our example, should be a goal in our lives that we are the same character as he, that we deal in truth and we deal in faithfulness. So let me ask you, How much are you banking on the faithfulness of God? How much are you counting on, relying on the faithfulness of the promise of God's word that if you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life and your name be written in the Lamb's book of life, that when you stand before the gates of heaven and that he's going to be faithful to let you in. I'm counting on that faithfulness. And you see, the devil's unfaithfulness doesn't invalidate the faithfulness of God. God tells you, this is what I'm going to do, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm going to accomplish this. The devil will never give you the full picture. God does. Now, this word, it says that he is faithful, he's true, he judges, he's in righteousness, but it also says he's there to do battle. A lot of people don't understand that there is a daily demonstration of God dealing with people who are not right with him. It happens every single day, according to the word of God. There is coming a time where God is going to deal with rebellion and unrighteousness. And it says that his word is going to go out of his mouth. So when you're looking at God, you've got to understand he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, yes, but he's also true and he's also faithful. So turn over a couple of pages or a couple of chapters to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. Now, verse number one, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And again, that promise is only an encouraging promise if we understand that the God who made the promise was speaking truth and he's faithful to fulfill that. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So in Revelation chapter 9, we see that Jesus is called faithful and true, and that his words are true. And here we see again that he says, write these words down. Make it visible so that you can hold me to account, because my words, these words that I've just spoken to you, are true and faithful. His words are true and faithful. They are not one or the other. They are both. They are both. They are, you can take his promises, you can take his word to the bank. Revelation chapter 22. Verse number one, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. You hear me talk every program about the Word of God. The historical accounts of the Word of God are true and faithful. The wisdom of God's Word is true and faithful. The testimony of Jesus as the only Savior of the world, the name that is exalted above every name, the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Those words are true and faithful. That when he says you are forgiven, he's true and faithful. But there is also the prophetic word of God. That's what we see in Revelation. We read about things that were, things that are, and things that are to come. Here we're talking about things that are to come. And the prophetic word of God is just as true, just as faithful as the historical record, as the inspirational record, as the spiritual record. His word is true and faithful because he is true and faithful. You know, in the Pirates of the Caribbean, you can, Johnny Depp's character says something along these lines. You can always trust an unfaithful person to be unfaithful. Well, I want you to know when it comes to Jesus, you can always trust a true and faithful Lord, a true and faithful Savior, to speak true and faithful things into your life because he wants you to know them. I pray that when you realize the truth of God's word and the faithfulness of God's word, that you'll have a hunger in 2022 for the word of God so that it manifests in your life, that it will cause you to be a person of faithfulness. Do you know, I know some wonderful people, but one of the things that they have in their life is an unreliability, an unfaithfulness. And I want you to know, you can be a wonderful person and be an unfaithful person, but God wants you to be a wonderful person and a faithful person because that's the type of person that he is. It's the type of God he is, and he wants us to live like that for his glory. So seek truth. Find faithfulness manifesting in your life and in those around you. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.